So I said, honey, you know how I do what I do? I get up and do what I do for the many hours that I do. 99% of it is something that channels through me because I get up, I fill my brain what needs to be done, I have clear outcomes, but I get up and I operate from pure faith. And that's why gold or platinum tends to come through me most of the time. I said, you are trying to protect yourself. I said, you are missing a core belief. The belief I have is that I'm guided. Your belief is you better protect yourself. Now think of the difference of those two beliefs. If you believe you're guided, you're going to be protected. You don't have to think about protection, but more, you're going to be able to do the things that matter. You know, you'll contribute and be able to think beyond yourself. And so we began to create an incantation for her. I said, we must change your primary question from how do I protect myself, which will guarantee you're always focused on something that could what? What's the presupposition? Something at any moment could what? Hurt me. And if you're constantly presupposing and focusing on that, will you move towards things that could hurt you, yes or no?
Yes.
So you live in fear. I said, you're never going to get what you want doing that. So I said, let's do this instead. I said, how about we make your new question something like, how can I appreciate all the love and guidance that's in me right now? Or better yet, let's presuppose even more than that. Let's say, how can I right now enjoy even more of all the love and guidance that is within me? How can I right now appreciate even more of all the love and guidance that's within me? I said, now what's the presupposition of this? Presupposition is she already has love and guidance because it's saying even more. And when? Now, and the presupposition is she can't. Now, if she's constantly focusing on and appreciating all the love and guidance she has, will that put her in a radically different focus, yes or no?
Yes.
Will that change her radically emotionally, yes or no?
Yes.
And when you're focused on all the love and guidance, do you think you move differently than when you're trying to protect yourself?
Yes.
Would it change your physiology, yes or no?
Yes.
Would it change your voice?
Yes.
Would it change the way you interact in relationships?
Yes.
What wouldn't it change? I don't know. It would change most of your whole life. So I got her to do it, and I got her to do it as an incantation. I got her to say it again and again. We scrambled the old question, made her make fun of it, tease it, the whole thing. Until now, there was space, and I had her do the new question. I had her incant it again and again and again. And she got more and more strong. She just see her breathing differently as she did it. So then I had the great gift. About 2 weeks later, Jolie calls me at the office. She never calls me at the office. Middle of the day. So I thought there was a problem. So I immediately rush in, pick up the phone, and she's, Dad, I just want to talk to you. She said, listen, I just want to tell you, and you could hear her, she was euphoric in her voice. She said, I just went in and I did this audition. She's the best audition I've ever done in my whole life. The whole way there, I walked 9 blocks doing my incantation the whole way. She said, when I walked in there, she said, I felt so much love and guidance. I stood up and I just shined. And I had no fear about would they pick me or not because I know I'm guided. If I'm supposed to be there, if they're supposed to pick me, they want. If not, I'll be guided just to be exposed to more of the right people who can talk about me to expand my career so I can get to the perfect place. She goes, I feel so good. I can't believe it. I love you so much. I was like, yes. Right? It was so wonderful.